crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
I should have just Googled that, eh?
I should have agreed with you there.
I was looking at you as like the better expert on Bon Iver tracks. But anyway, that is a beautiful song. Hello, Amelia. How are you?
Oh, hi. I'm doing all right. Tess made me a coffee, which has really kind of doubled the quality of my day already.
I'm
really
glad to hear it.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
Hey, what are we talking about on Word Salad today?
We're going to be talking about portmanteau.
Portmanteau.
But I thought I'd like to start with a bit of a poem.
All right.
Is that
hit
okay?
Us. I mean, I'm always here for poetry. Right. You're muscling in on Rob's territory.
It feels kind of
you
wrong reading a poem. I didn't know you were going to be here, but I'll do my best.
All right, get ready for this poem.
"'Twas brillig and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogroves and the mome raths outgrabe." Do you know what that's from?
I think I do.
It's not from Lord of the Rings. Rachel, what is it?
I'm actually having a huge brain blank on the thing, but I know that line of poetry from
Beware
my childhood.
Beware the Jabberwock, my son. It's the Jabberwocky.
Thank you.
So, portmanteau is what you call it when you kind of stick two words together.
Okay.
And the person who started calling it portmanteau was Lewis Carroll in the notes for Jabberwock.
Oh, true.
For the Jabberwocky.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's like, when I say slithy,
yeah,
I mean slimy and lithe.
See, this is so interesting because that is exactly what your brain thinks of. If your brain is like my brain, that is exactly what I would think of. You kind of know what slithy is.
It sounds right-ish.
Sounds right-ish. And also very wrong.
And also very
wrong.
But so do you know what a portmanteau is outside of being this thing where you join two words together?
No, I do not.
So a portmanteau, it's a French suitcase, Rachel.
Ooh,
but it's a special kind of suitcase where it's two parts kind of put together. Like
yep.
the clasps connect two points parts. So when
yep.
you open it up, you have like two cases.
Blimey.
And so that's why
that's
the word is like a portmanteau.
I'm
yeah.
looking at a picture of one now and it's very cool. One part of it has drawers.
Oh, wow.
It's
that's a serious suitcase. Mm. That suitcase means action.
It's a large traveling bag.
It's from the French for coat rack. It's very interesting. So
I can see where that word's kind of borrowed from, and I understand that this is the first time it's been used, but it's become common usage for words like this?
At portmanteau, yeah. So
yep.
this is what like Lewis Carroll started it, and now we all do it.
Excellent.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of that kind of have gone into general use. Bodacious.
Bodacious.
Has been claimed to be a portmanteau. I don't know if that's entirely correct. Of bold and audacious.
Ah.
It's worse when you know that. But bodacious, yeah, if you're seeing the new Bill and Ted movie.
True, okay.
Totally bodacious. Cellophane.
Cellophane, celluloid, and fane. What's the fane part of that?
It is cellulose and diaphane.
Oh, okay. I don't know what diaphane is.
It's like a plasticky compound.
Got ya.
Thing.
I'm following now.
Chortle.
Chortle.
That's coined by Lewis Carroll, but that's chuckle and snort. And snort.
Is
and
that
snort.
An actual word?
Chortle.
A chortle?
Yeah.
I've never heard
it
that
It is
before.
Now.
Ah.
I like that.
As of like 100 years ago.
So was Lewis Carroll the first person to be putting this action into practice, or was he just the person who named it?
He's pretty much just the person who named it.
Okay, so it was kind of already happening, it just didn't have a hat to wear.
It had nowhere to hang its coat.
Here we go.
So I want to talk about my favourite portmanteau, because a lot of portmanteau are really terrible.
Okay.
Blurse. If you look up the list of portmanteaus, you'll find things like blurse.
What is blurse?
It's a blessing and a curse. Blandiose. It's bland and grandiose.
So those ones aren't so good.
Blizzicane. It's a blizzard and a hurricane.
That one's cool. I'd watch a movie about a blizzicane.
Does anyone use these? I feel like I've never heard anyone say any of these.
They must. Armlet. That one's fine, I guess.
What's an armlet?
It's like a bracelet, but it goes higher up your arm.
Oh. I've heard that one.
Yeah.
There we go.
If you've ever played SimCity 2000, Arcology.
Arcology.
Yeah. Arcology is a really good one. Architecture and ecology. But I want to talk about gerrymandering.
Well, I'm keen to talk about gerrymandering. Okay. I just wanted to say, I think the thing I find about portmanteau is it doesn't make a lot of sense on its own, unless you're very familiar with the word, but within a context, like slithy, in the sort of Jabberwocky style, you hear it and you're like, I don't know what that means, but I get what that means. But if you just said to me slithy, I'd be like, I really don't know where you're coming from here. So maybe it's about context as well.
It's a really interesting kind of form of wordplay, because like there is like blurs definitely needs a lot of explanation, but I feel like bodacious, you're like, heck yeah.
Yeah, I am bodacious.
Yeah, totally. But so gerrymandering is older than Lewis Carroll.
Okay.
So Elbridge, that's a name. Elbridge Gerry, not Jerry. Spelt Jerry, pronounced Gerry. Was the governor of Massachusetts in 1812, and he signed this bill that, like, rezoned the area. Because do we know what gerrymandering is?
Can you explain it for the peoples? The peoples being me.
Gerrymandering is basically when you rearrange how, like, a voting district or something works.
Okay.
So that it includes more people who are more likely to vote for a certain thing.
I'm following. Yeah, I think I was getting it confused with filibustering in my head, which is a whole different conversation.
A way of zoning that encourages one party to be more likely to win.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah. So, like, say you were. Oh, I was about to use Birkenhead as an example, but no one knows about Birkenhead. But basically, you might like take all of the rich parts of town, or you might take all of the parts that have a large immigrant population. If like. Immigrant populations are more likely to vote for your party and put that as a zone and exclude.
Okay.
And they're often in weird shapes. So when he did this, people said, wow, Elbridge Gerry's new zone looks like a salamander.
Like the little lizardy thing.
No! So, not like a real salamander, yeah. Which is kind of like a squat lizard beast
thingy.
Yeah, they're beautiful, but they're slithy. No, like a mythological salamander, which is kind of like an ugly dragon. Look at this.
I want to see the ugly dragon.
I like the wings. Are the wings part of the zoning, or was that
the wings
extra?
Are part of the zoning.
Right. So the picture that Amelia is showing is not actually of just an ugly dragon. It's of the zone if the zone was an ugly dragon as well.
If
so
you've ever seen
a
drawing of the Jersey Devil, it looks a bit like that. It's kind of got a kind of a little nude horse head, a very long neck, kind of a bit of a broad chest, no arms, and then a kind of a leg situation that's best not discussed. But so they said it looks like a mythological salamander.
Okay.
And so they said, well, we're going to call it Gerry's salamander. We're going to call it Gerrymander.
And then over time.
But obviously because it's spelt gerrymander, then everyone starts saying gerrymander.
This makes sense, but when would you? You'd literally have to do so much research to find out this.
But I just love the idea that, like,
not all portmanteaus make total sense.
It's also this kind of like beautiful survival of like the bizarre,
yeah,
kind of gusto with which people talked about politics in the past.
So what era are we talking about here?
It's 1812. He became governor of Massachusetts.
1812.
So a long time before we got to call it a portmanteau.
Some people are texting in portmanteau for like celebrity couples.
Yep, that's Tom, a popular way
Tom
to do
Cat,
it.
Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes is one that's come through here. Also, someone's texted in for Sharknado 1, 2, and 3. I respect that. Thank you
a
very
Sharknado
much.
Is kind of like a gerrymander in the way it's constructed, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah. It's also very self-explanatory, unlike gerrymandering, which does need the history explained. You know what a Sharknado is off the bat.
But I would really, if you're interested in this... This is one of those things where the Wikipedia list seems like it's just lying to me. I don't think boobwazie is a term anyone's used. I don't know if brosif needs an entry in an encyclopedia of any kind. Celesbian has its own page, which has a subsection for fomosexual.
What? I think you could get lost in some real rabbit holes here.
I honestly, as much as I love particular portmanteau, on the whole, I've grown to really
resent the category. You can text in your best portmanteau that you can think of any variety, dear listener. I would like to know what is tickling the back of your brain right now.
Fantabulous.
Fantabulous is
Fauxhawk.
A good one. Faux hawk is a look that I cannot pull off. I respect anybody who can pull that off. I think it's a choice, solid choice.
We all remember glamping.
Glamping's definitely still a thing. Yeah.
Still a thing.
So it's quite often used in like marketing as well. People will sort of put the two things together and then you know what you're buying on the tin, you know?
It's it's like puns.
Yeah, my head was going to puns.
Well, I've got to say I've enjoyed portmanteau. I particularly enjoyed gerrymandering.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you very
much. Please look up the picture. If you look up gerrymandering, it's easy to find the picture. And the picture is ridiculous.
Of this ugly, ugly salamander. Thank you, Amelia Discreet.
My pleasure.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.